The former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull might have left Parliament, but it seems he's not letting go of his feud with the Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton. He's contacted the new Prime Minister Scott Morrison and other former colleagues to urge them to refer Mr Dutton to the High Court over his eligibility to sit in Parliament. Joining me now is political reporter Tom Eagledon. And Tom, Mr Turnbull's been taking some time in New York since being ousted as Prime Minister, but he's not entirely staying out of politics.
Well, he's tweeted overnight from New York, Sabra, and I'll read from it that he's contacted Mr Morrison and other colleagues that given the uncertainty around Mr Dutton's eligibility, acknowledged by the Solicitor General, he should be referred to the High Court as Barnaby Joyce was to clarify that matter. Important to point out here, of course, that Mr Turnbull himself commissioned that advice from the Solicitor General during the leadership dispute. It, of course, has to do with Mr Dutton's pecuniary interest in some childcare centres that get funding from the Commonwealth. The point here, though, of course, is, as you said, Sabra, that Mr Turnbull appears not to be moving on. He's very much continuing to prosecute the case against Mr Dutton, who, as we know, has been under a great deal of pressure since that leadership uncertainty and change of around 3 weeks ago, Sabra.
Now, if Mr Dutton is referred off to the High Court, and that's a big if, and he loses, what could that mean for the government?
Well, he's on a margin of around 1.6% in his seat of Dixon. It is next door to the seat of Longman up there in Brisbane, which, of course, the Labor Party won earlier this year in another by-election and in some ways kick-started the leadership uncertainty that we did see 3 weeks ago, Sabra.
And, of course, we have a by-election soon in Mr Turnbull's own seat of Wentworth coming up in a few weeks.
That's right. On October 20, in fact, it was announced yesterday by the Speaker of the House. And, in fact, tonight we will see the Liberal Party pre-select its candidate to replace Mr Turnbull as its selection for that seat. The front-runner, it seems, is going to be Catherine O'Regan, who is the Deputy Mayor of Woollahra, of course, with all of the talk about female representation in Parliament, Sabra. The Liberal Party very much wanting to pre-select a woman in that seat.
All right, political reporter Tom Eagledon, thank you very much.